All right, it's a day of closure.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
We're reaching out and we're trying to get some follow-ups, some updates for you. So what was it? A few weeks ago, we talked to Eric. And Eric met a girl at a bar, and she's about 5'7". He says she's super cool. She's got a great vibe. They've been on a few dates. However, he said he's a short king. He's like, think 5'5"-ish. He wears lifts. And he was wearing lifts every time they've met, and it adds about 4 inches.
And we were all like, 4 inches? What kind of shoes add 4 inches where it's not obvious?
Don't worry, it's a thing.
It is a thing. We got pictures.
Yeah, so he was kind of panicking, going, okay, I know there's going to be a moment when shoes come off, and ta-da!
Right.
Here I am.
And he wants to try to give some notice, figure out if that's going to be a problem for anyone.
Yeah, how long do I do this? How do I approach it now that it's kind of like gotten to this point? So we reached out at the suggestion of, who was it? Chrissy. She was like, yeah, definitely I want to hear about the one of
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Called him Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Yep.
So we've got an update.
Hey guys, thanks for reaching out. First of all, heard the segment. I was cracking up in my car.
Oh, well, that's good.
I definitely did not expect to be compared to Lord Farquaad.
That's great.
But honestly, fair.
Sure.
I walked right into that one. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
But I did take the advice of a lot of your listeners, which was basically just to own my height and stop acting like it's some giant secret.
Okay.
So I decided to run a little experiment.
Right.
I met up with my date again, but this time I wore normal shoes. No lifts, no hidden stilts, just my authentic 5'5 self.
Okay.
And yes, she noticed immediately.
Right.
But here's the good news.
Okay.
She was totally cool about it.
Oh.
She actually laughed, and she kind of suspected something was up because she's a woman, and apparently women notice men's shoes more than we think.
Okay.
She said the height thing didn't bother her at all, and she appreciated that I owned up to my, quote, shortcomings.
Ah, that's funny.
So things are still going really well with her, and just wanted to say thanks, you guys and everyone who called in with advice. It actually helped. And Eric, in quotes, was the name, not Lord Farquaad.
That's good.
That's great.
That is good. That's like
best case scenario.
That is kind of the best case scenario. I know some of the original commenters, like Alexis, was like, my flabbers are gasted with this one.
Yes.
Personally, I think I would be offended that he assumed I was shallow.
Yes, but also glad she wasn't shallow and didn't like confirm his fears.
Right, right. And so many people were like, hey, if she really likes you, she's not gonna care.
Yeah.
And honesty, the best policy. So yeah, that is actually Lord Farquaad, a very good update.
That's great.
Yeah. Short
king. Oh, that's good closure.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
Thank you.
Rachel from Friends. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel Green, for putting a little period on that segment. All right. Cool. Update. Short king problems. It's not a problem anymore.
Nope. We're all good. We're out in the open. We're not doing any sort of secret shoes. We're good.